Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope everyone is having a wonderful afternoon so far. We are officially finished with classes. Last week was the last day of classes. I hope everything went well for you all. The semester definitely has been a busy one, at least for me, and I'm sure it has been for many of you guys as well. I just want to say I'm proud of everyone for persevering through the semester. And all that's left now is finals, which can seem like a bummer, but at least after finals, we have a wonderful Christmas break waiting for us. So good luck, everyone, with your finals. I hope it all goes well as well. And for today's episode, I have a couple recommendations for you guys in terms of romantic comedy movies to watch during winter time. And the four that I will be talking to you guys about are probably one of my favorites, if not my top four so far. I have rewatched every single one of those movies this year. And I tend to rewatch a lot of the movies that I've already watched previously, depending on the seasons or my mood. But I hope you guys are... I honestly hope that you guys didn't see these movies, because I think there's a beauty into seeing a movie for the first time, and you can only get that experience once. And sadly, I cannot get that experience ever again because I've already seen these movies, but it would be great to hear many of you guys seeing these movies for the first time and hopefully enjoy them. For a couple minutes of my movie recommendations for the show, I will move on to some songs that I've prepared for you guys today. This one is an album called The Smell of Our Own. The band is actually from the band I played yesterday called The Hidden Cameras, a Canadian indie pop band. And I just thought that this album would be great to share with you guys, so I'll share that. And obviously, I will end off with some fun, easygoing, fun facts about snow. I don't know about you guys. Snow is both spectrums for me. You know, sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. And I wonder what you guys think about them, but maybe these fun facts can either get you guys more interested in what snow is actually like. But, you know, I always love doing fun facts. It's a great way to kind of segue into the end of the show with the easygoing note. And obviously, I think this is definitely still a very stressful time for most of you guys. So I always want to end off with a very fun note and a positive note. So I'm just going to finish off the episode with some fun facts today. It is December 10th, so we have around 20 more days until the end of the year. I cannot believe that 2024 is already coming to an end soon. And I still remember that 2024, the way that 2024 started, for me at least, and you know, what I did for the summer. And it has been a very hectic year for me, but hopefully I can end it off on a successful note. But without further ado, let's get through the station ID, the PSAs, the ads, and the show promos and get with the show today. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakhlia, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustail. Devon Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devon Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devon Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving.
Looking for the perfect night out? UBC Fashion Club is bringing the ultimate throwback party to Beaumont Studios on Thursday, December 7th.
Indie Sleaze Night!
A 19-plus rave from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. What's Indie Sleaze? It's a time machine to the wild Tumblr and MySpace days, when messy eyeliner, thrifted graphic tees, and pure, unfiltered fun ruled the scene.
We've got a killer DJ lineup featuring DJ Trustworthy, Leo, Nick, and DJ Crown Jewel, spinning a variety of styles all night long.
And the dress code? Anything goes. Skinny jeans, bleached roots, vintage jackets, bring your best Indie Sleaze energy and show us what you've got. Tickets are selling fast, so hit the link in our Instagram bio at FashionClubUBC now to grab yours. Indie Sleaze Night, happening Thursday, December 7th at Beaumont Studios from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Get ready to party like it's 2012. Don't miss it.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at CITR.ca.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. For today's episode, I will be recommending four romantic comedy movies that are, I guess, appropriate for the winter time. And these movies are actually one of my favorite movies of all time. So I hope you guys have not watched it, because I do want to encourage people to watch some new movies. And because these movies are quite of a, I guess, a popular genre, as well as, you know, they're pretty popular movies, I don't quite have too high hopes that you guys haven't watched these movies. But if you haven't, that's great, because now you can watch it for the first time and hopefully enjoy it. Before we start, I just want to say thank you to the CITR staff and CITR student executives for making the Shindig Battle of Bands event 2024 so wonderful. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to any of the nights, but I'm sure it went very, very well. Congratulations to the band who won the 2024 Shindig event. I hope that every band was able to enjoy themselves during this event. It's one of our biggest events held at CITR and Discorder, so I hope you guys were able to really have some fun and meet some new people at these during these nights. So thank you for everyone, you know, not only CITR staff members and student executives, but the volunteers and the community members and whoever else were able to help out with, you know, the event, or even emceeing or doing the table stands. I just want to give out a big appreciation for everyone who has contributed to this event. And also this year as well. I think this year was a very successful year for CITR and Discorder. I had a lot of fun training people, you know, in production and speaking with so many wonderful students and community members that are interested in CITR and Discorder with radio production or magazines. I truly wish that everyone was able to enjoy the trainings, but also really spark their interest in getting involved with CITR and Discorder, because I really think that we have a lot to offer. And I think if you're engaged and enthusiastic with your passions and your creative mind, I think you have a lot of space to flourish in this environment. So thank you all for making this semester so great. We have another semester coming up next year, and I believe that it's going to be amazing as well. The next event is actually Fun Drive, which is an annual Fun Drive fundraising event that we hold at CITR and Discorder, where we raise some money doing some events. Last year, I think we were raising some money for a new transmitter for the CITR station, but not sure what today or this year is going to be like. So we also have a theme that goes on with this event, and I'm looking forward to what it is going to be this year. So please stay tuned for everyone who hasn't been able to maybe engage too much with CITR this year, because next year is going to be a new year. So stay tuned, everyone. Thank you again. And why don't we get into the movie reviews? So the first movie that I want to talk about is my favorite. I can strongly say this because it is definitely my favorite movie of all time, and at least in Christmas genre. So it is a movie revolving around Santa and the elves, but more so on a specific elf. And that is, the movie is literally called Elf. And so this movie, I think I've first watched it in elementary school. I remember a teacher, I forgot her name, but she played this movie, and then after I saw it, I just immediately thought that, wow, this was an amazing winter Christmas movie. Very, very wholesome, very comedic, which, you know me, I love comedy in movies. But it stars Will Ferrell. He is a human elf who grew up in the North Pole with Santa Claus and the elves, making toys and really just immersing himself his whole life into this Christmas spirit. So he ends up realizing that he's been adopted and goes to New York to find his maternal father and family. And through that journey, he goes through challenges and different obstacles, trying to adapt himself into this city life and this work environment. And obviously this is during Christmas time, so I guess it's much more better for him to kind of see those Christmas decorations around the city while also meeting his parents. And he turns out to have a brother. It's a very, very hectic situation that he's in and he needs to adapt to. So it's very funny. I mean, for starters, he wears a costume. And I don't even know if it's appropriate to say if it's a costume, because that's the clothing he's worn for his whole life. And so he wears that in New York City. Obviously, he's going to stand out. His biological father is very confused and almost annoyed by his presence. He goes to the doctors to find if the DNA results align correctly, and they do. So it's this whole idea of, you know, going through the situation, not only for Buddy, who is the main character played by Will Ferrell, but also the father and the family trying to adapt to this new situation. And although it may revolve around Buddy trying to fit himself into this new environment, I think it's also safe to say that Walter, who is Buddy's biological father, is considered probably one of the most main characters in this movie, because I think Walter, through Buddy, is able to grow as a person and really just become a more positive, outgoing human being within the society. Because it's pretty ironic, because Walter is actually a person who writes children's books. He works at a company that writes and publishes children's books. And for Walter, he's actually a very, I mean, he's on the naughty list for starters. So he's not a very positive, spirited person. And so through Buddy, he kind of contracts that positive energy, and it really impacts his family as a whole and, you know, himself as well. So it's very interesting to see how Buddy, not only Buddy is going through these new challenges and these obstacles, trying to figure out his place of belonging, but also to see Walter change in a way that helps him realize that there's more to life than work, and really gives a very, very strong importance to his family and the people that he involves his life with. And so I think the moral message of this movie is the people you surround yourself with is who you're going to become. Because Walter, you know, through Buddy, was able to become more warm as a person, more empathetic. And I think those two traits really contributed to not only personal development, but also a more healthier, stable relationship with his family as a whole. So yeah, that was the first movie that I wanted to tell you guys and recommend. It's truly a comedic movie. I think it's just a movie filled with laughter and jokes and a little bit of romance, very wholesome romance. I mean, there's a scene where Buddy takes his girlfriend, it's before his girlfriend, but he takes her on a date, and they go ice skating, and he goes to the mall, but he doesn't quite go inside the mall. Those roundabout entrances? Yeah, he just runs inside that because he thinks it's fun. And so the innocence that Buddy portrays really makes this movie wholesome and a little bit funny as well and silly. So I recommend this movie for everyone. The next movie that I have for you guys is called Last Holiday. Now, this movie initially may seem like a very sad movie, which, you know, definitely there are some moments where, you know, you can cry and maybe shed a tear, because it starts off with a woman named Georgia, and she is a very hardworking person. She works at the mall, but she has a very, very strong passion for food and cooking and culinary arts. But she doesn't quite get the chance to pursue it. And so throughout her life, she ends up getting a checkup at the doctor's and realizes that she has a terminal illness. And through that terminal illness, it wakes her up and opens her eyes to all the opportunities and all the things that she wished she could have done. And that sparks her to gather up the courage and say and use all the money she saved up to travel and pursue her passion. And so through that, she ends up meeting so many different diverse groups of people who are wealthy. She ends up meeting her idol cook, Chef Didier. And she gets the opportunity to cook with him as well, dine in at one of the most fanciest restaurants. You know, she does go abroad, but she doesn't end up traveling to multiple places. She goes to a very fancy hotel that she's been wanting to go to. And through that, she ends up meeting so many diverse groups of people and experiencing so many things. She cliff jumps at one point in the movie. And so through that, we kind of see how the fear of experimenting is really what, you know, stops you from pursuing what you love. And so it's a very great movie. You know, I think it's very comedic as well, but I think it holds a very crucial message to the world where you shouldn't let your fears dictate your choices, and really just build up the courage to pursue what you love. Because at the end of the day, you don't really know when your life is going to come to an end. So you have to live it to the fullest. So it's a very, you know, positive, meaningful movie that I think anyone can, you know, look at and enjoy and have a couple chuckles, maybe a couple tears here and there. But I really hope that everyone gets a chance to see this. It's very, very an interesting movie to watch. You not only see George's development as a character, but there's also a very crucial character called Mrs. Burns, Miss Burns, who ends up developing as a person as well. And you can see the values within her changing throughout the movie through George's influence. And so I really enjoy movies where the protagonist actually influences the secondary characters, making them the protagonist as well. So I highly encourage you guys to watch this movie. And here we go to the next movie that I want to have you guys watch. The next one is more central on the romance aspect of the movie. It is called Holidate. And this movie is probably more romantic comedy based, more comedy, I guess, than it is, I guess, heartwarming. It follows a girl, a woman who is probably in her 20s, trying to find, she's not actively trying to find a partner, but it's Christmas time, you know, there's family pressures, you know, why don't you have anyone with you? And so Sloane, who is actually the female protagonist, ends up doing a almost like a contract-based date system with a gentleman named Jackson. And so what they do is they end up agreeing to be each other's dates during the holiday seasons. And through that, they end up falling in love. So it's a very, very interesting movie. You know, I really love the chemistry between the two actors, Luke Bracey and Emma Roberts. The chemistry that they have in the movie is truly magnificent. And so I hope you guys end up watching this movie as well. I don't have much to say about this. You know, there's a lot of adventures that they go through, a lot of ups and downs. I think the jokes that are in this movie are quite funny. You know, it really hits you. You know, it's very unpredictable. The comedy jokes are very unpredictable in this movie, so I hope you guys are able to watch it and catch those features as well. So those are the three movies that I want to recommend for you guys. The last one that I want to say is a movie that I think I maybe watched 4 or 5 times. I'm not sure. Maybe more. I'm not sure, but I love this movie, and I hope you guys do too as well. It's a movie about, it's more of a quieter movie with Sandra Bullock's. It's called While You Were Sleeping. I believe I did a movie review on this, maybe in one of my episodes, and it's about a young woman, or a woman named Lucy Eleanor. And she is a transit worker. She ends up meeting Peter, who is actually her very longtime crush, from the path of a train. And so it's kind of like one of those, I guess it's kind of like a meet cute, I guess. I don't know. It's a very interesting movie, the way that these two characters meet each other and fall in love. And it's very interesting because Peter actually, I think he gets into an accident and he gets into a coma, and he loses a little bit of his memory. And so it's all that sort of stuff where these two characters try to navigate through their love, and he's trying to figure out who he is, all that sort of complex situations that go through it. So I recommend this movie. It's the overall movie is quite peaceful in a way. You know, there's not too much chaos that goes on. It is a bit of an older movie. It's from 1995, so you can kind of clearly see that in the cinematics of the way the shots are taken, you know, the colors, the setting. And so I think this movie is kind of a movie that can kind of take you back in time and really portray a different sort of romance within the film. So those are the four movies that I want to recommend for you guys for this year's winter portion of the year. And so I hope you guys have not, once again, not watched these movies. If you have, you can always rewatch them. That's, you know, these are all very great movies to watch. And so I hope you guys enjoyed those summaries. But why don't we get to the next portion of the movie or the show? Hidden Cameras is the band that I'll be turning on for you guys. The album is called The Smell of Our Own. The first song I have for you guys is called The Golden Streams. So I hope you guys enjoy this song, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. So here we go.
The winter has the golden streams.
That was Golden Streams by The Hidden Cameras. The next song I have for you guys is called Smells Like Happiness. Before I start this, I also just want to say hello to my grandma. She's my number one fan in my shows, and I deeply appreciate her always tuning in every morning. So thank you, Grandma, for listening to my show. And thank you, Grandpa, as well. I'm sure you guys are both probably lying in bed listening to my show. So I hope you guys all enjoy this next song, Smells Like Happiness. So here we go. That was Smells Like Happiness. The next song I have for you guys is called Day Is Dawning. I hope you guys enjoy this song. So here we go.
There's a new day dawning. There's a new
down.
That was Days Dawning by The Hidden Cameras. The next song I have for you guys is called Shame, so I hope you guys enjoy this song.
Shame. Invite them in.
That was called Shame by the Hidden Cameras. Those are all the songs that I have for you guys today. And so for the last couple minutes that I have, I will be sharing some fun facts about snow. So why don't we get into the first one? I'm reading off of the bbcearth.com website. And the first one that I have for you guys is called Snow is Not Actually White. Apparently that white snow, the white stuff isn't actually white, but rather translucent. It says that the light reflecting off it that makes it appear white, with the many sides of the snowflakes scattering light in many directions, diffusing the entire color spectrum. So yeah, I guess snow isn't really white. I didn't really think that snow was white. It was more clear for me. I mean, if you really just pull out your arm and have a snowflake just land on your palm, you can kind of see that it's not really white. It's kind of clear, and once it melts, it's just water. But yeah, snow is not white, guys. It's just a different reflection that goes on, and diffusion, and all those sciencey terms that goes on, but it's not really white. The next one is snowflakes of many designs. So the snowflakes, the study of flakes has actually identified that long, thin needle-like icy crystals form at around negative 2 degrees Celsius, while a lower temperature of negative 5 will lead to very flat plate-like crystals. Wow, that's actually very interesting. So it seems like depending on the weather and how cold it is, that will determine the shape of the snowflakes. Very interesting. The next one is grown from a nucleus. I wonder what that means. So apparently snowflakes or snow crystals don't have nuclei in the traditional biological way, but rather they all do form around one single particle, whether that's a speck of dust or a piece of pollen. Interesting. The next one is snowflakes get big. And apparently, they can measure around 2 to 6, and even on one occasion, 15 inches across. That's a very, very large flake. It also says that as flake size isn't part of the meteorological measuring designations for snow, these massive flakes may well be out there, but just unreported. So yeah, apparently snowflakes get big. This one, the next one I have for you guys is actually quite interesting, is that snow affects sound. So apparently freshly fallen snow absorbs sound waves, giving everything a seemingly hushed, quieter ambience after a flurry. I think this kind of relates to how, you know, a snowy day kind of makes everything more peaceful. And it gives it like that fluffy texture, I guess, throughout the whole vibe of the weather. So I guess that's kind of interesting to connect that with. The next one is, this one's kind of related to monkeys, but monkeys love snow. The snow monkeys I think they're Japanese macaques, which are also known as snow monkeys, have been observed making and playing with balls of snow. I mean, I remember the last time I played with snow, probably a couple years ago. Me and my brother went out. It snowed a lot during the winter time, and so I remember me and my younger brother went out to the lake, and we would just play with snow. All right, the last fun fact I have for you guys is called Snow Warms You Up. And apparently, because snow is comprised of 90 to 95% trapped air, it means it's a great insulator. This is the reason many animals bury deep into the snow during winter in order to hibernate. I never understood why animals would go under snow to hibernate, since hibernation requires sleep, and sleep requires a very stable temperature regulation throughout the whole process. But apparently, snow warms you up. I'm not sure if that applies with humans, but it seems like it's applicable for animals. The reason why I don't say it really applies with humans is because I remember the last time I put my hand under snow, and I don't remember it being warm at all. But yeah, that's all for today's fun facts segment. The four movie recommendations I hope you guys have a chance to look at. The first one is called Elf. The next one is Holiday. Next one is While You Were Sleeping. And the last one is Last Holiday. And so those are some Christmas fun romantic comedy movies for you all. That's it for today's episode. I will see you all next week. Good luck with finals, everyone. And I hope to see you all next week, 2 to 3 p.m.